start on hands and knees
into cat and cow pose.
Okay, so we're going to connect with the abdomen with our second chakra, Svadhisthana. So ensure your knees are under your hips, hands nice and grounded, just ahead of the shoulders. As you breathe in, lift your tailbone, start to stack the vertebrae, looking up, opening your throat. And as you drop the tailbone, rounding into the spine. As you breathe in, swell into that abdomen, open it. As you exhale, draw the navel in, really round the back, push into the hands, drop chin to chest. So with your own breath, synchronize this movement. And breath, a breath dictating the speed at which you are moving. Remember, draw the navel in as you exhale and round. Draw energy into your second chakra. Feel warmth with this orange glow. The second chakra associated with the second colour of the rainbow, the light spectrum. We're going into a blissful downward facing dog now, so tuck your toes under, push up and back, and pedal out your heels initially, ease into the back of the legs as you awaken the calves, the hamstrings. And just check that your fingers are in line and your toes as well. And when you feel ready, come into a static downward facing dog. And use an opportunity here to really bring the breath into the abdomen. So breathe in energy, expand the abdomen, and now draw that energy in as you exhale towards the back of your spine, the sacrum, that triangular bone in the spine. So keep breathing in, filling the tummy, and draw it in, giving it a little squeeze. So wonderful for toning the lower abdominal area. And then very slowly walk your feet to your hands. Take a moment in forward bend. Just feel into the back of your spine. And then you might also notice the bony element of the back of your spine at the base in this forward bend. And then when you're ready, slowly rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Please roll back your shoulders, shake out your legs. Remember, please have water at any time that you need it. So today's class will initially be quite flowing to get more energy in. And a lot of the postures, you'll be thinking, oh, what comes next? But if you can, really focus on your abdomen, drawing it in on the exhalation. We're going to start with a flowing Surya Namaskar. I'll talk you through the sequence. So bring your hands into your heart, establish your breathing. And then take an out breath. And as you breathe in, reaching nice and tall, maybe a back bend if that suits you. Exhale into forward bend, nose to knees. Step back with your right foot into kneeling lunge and point your toe. Just hold here for a moment, opening into that right hip flexor. And when you're ready, ground your hands, tuck the right toe under, step back into plank position, drawing the navel in as you exhale. Drop to knees, chest, chin. We're going to take three breaths in cobra. So as you breathe in, just lift the head and shoulders. As you breathe out, draw the navel in. Breathe in, swell the abdomen here. And exhale, squeeze it in. One more breath here. Exhale. And then push up and back into all fours and then downward facing dog. Adjust the feet if you need to. Leading with the right foot again, step it through between the hands or via all fours, then bring that foot through. And now tuck the left toe under, left foot meets right in a forward bend, looking up, extending the spine. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, standing tall, extended Tadasana, reaching high. Exhale, hands to your heart, lovely. Left side leads now, so reach it up, back bending on the in-breath. Forward bend on the out breath. Lovely. Left foot steps back this time. Kneeling lunge. Take a moment. Feel this left hip flexor. Plank position. Draw the navel in and drop to your knees, chest, chin. 3 breaths in cobra. So just lift yourself up. As you exhale, draw the navel in and lift it. Swell the abdomen on the in-breath. Squeeze on the out-breath. And we just take 2 more breaths here. And then returning to downward facing dog. And then step the left foot through between the hands, kneeling lunge. Right foot meets left. Look up, extend your spine, hands on the floor or on your shins. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Beautiful. Exhale, hands to your heart. Just take a moment, recover your breath. We'll take another round. We won't be breathing in cobra other than to take an in-breath. Let's flow a little bit more fluidly. So take your out-breath. Breathe in, reaching nice and tall. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Step the right foot back, kneeling lunge. Look up, open your throat. Ground the hands, plank position. As you squeeze the navel in, lower to knees, chest, chin. And then take your in-breath, expand the belly as you look up into cobra or up dog, lovely. Exhale, downward facing dog. Draw the navel in. And now step the right foot through between your hands. Look up. Lovely. And forward bend, extend the spine. Extended Uttanasana. Nose to knees. Inhale, sweep the hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Beautiful. And the left side now, breathing into rise. Exhale, forward bend. Lovely. Left foot leads, kneeling lunge. Plank position. Draw that navel in as you exhale down to the earth. Coming into up dog or cobra. Exhale, draw the navel in to downward facing dog. Lovely. And then the left foot steps through into your lunge. Right foot meets left, looking up. Extend your spine. Bring that breath and energy in. Exhale, draw the navel in, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. So take a moment, notice your breathing. If you need water, have some now. Let the heart rate settle. Well done. Okay, we're going to flow now into a downward facing dog using the start of Suri Namaskara A, and then we will flow into a dancing warrior sequence that I will also talk you through. So in Tadasana, just establish your breathing. Remember swelling the abdomen as you breathe in and drawing energy back on the out-breath. So breathe in, raise your arms. Exhale, forward bend, Uttanasana. Inhale, looking up, Ardha Uttanasana. Find plank position. Chaturanga Dandasana, press up to the floor. Coming into up dog, exhale into downward facing dog. Okay. So if you're at the back of your mat, keep in downward facing dog and walk to the front of your mat as you're going to be kicking your leg up behind you. Push the chest towards your thighs and notice your breath in your abdomen. So take an out breath. On your next in breath, lift the right leg into the air. Sweep it through between your hands, ground the back foot. Inhale up to warrior one, hips forwards, hands high, lovely. Exhale into warrior two, grounding the back foot, lovely. Tilting back into sun warrior on your in breath. Exhale, side angle pose, right elbow to right thigh, left arm kissing the ear, lovely. Warrior two again as you breathe in. Exhale, cartwheel, hands to the floor. Take the right foot back into a downward facing dog. And take a moment's rest here. And please rest in child in between these rounds if you need to. Adjust the feet if you feel too long in your downward facing dog. If your heels are on the floor, challenge yourself and move the feet away. Left side now, so breathe in, lift the left leg into the air. Step it through as you exhale. Inhale, coming into warrior one. So that back foot's grounded, turning out to the right side. Lovely. opening into warrior two. Exhale, tilting back, sun warrior, legs stay as they are. And exhale, side angle pose, lovely. Warrior two again, lovely. Exhale, cartwheel your hands to the floor. Find downward facing dog. And use this as your resting pose. Please rest in child if you need to protect your wrists or if your breath is ragged. Focus on Svadhisthana chakra, that second chakra. So focus on the fleshy part at the front of the lower abdomen. Squeeze that in towards the sacrum as you breathe out. Visualize energy being drawn in. Light, vitality, the color orange. And in your downward dog again, focus on the breath, on Svadhisthana chakra. And you may also naturally be lifting Muladhara chakra that we worked last week, your Mula Bandha, the pelvic floor. Notice as we flow another round of this flowing sequence whether that's working for you. So this time we're going to start with the right leg again. Breathe in, lift the right leg. Exhale, step it through. Breathe in, warrior one. Exhale into warrior two. Sun warrior, inhale, tilting back. Beautiful. Exhale, side angle pose. Finding warrior two, flowing like the element water. Grounding the hands, stepping back to your downward facing dog. To your breath here, just taking this half round before we rest. So lift the left leg now, sweep it up. Flow through with the left foot. Breathing in, warrior one. Breathing out, warrior two. Breathing in, tilting back, sun warrior. Side angle pose, exhale. Lovely, warrior two, inhale. Exhale, cartwheel hands down. Find downward facing dog. So feel free to stay in downward facing dog. If you'd like a rest though, and to release the wrist, please drop now into child pose, dropping to the knees and melting your arms down by your sides. Please be kind to yourself. Just really release whatever you are. So even in child pose, you can focus on your second chakra. Lovely. So if you are resting from downward facing dog into forward bend, so from there just coming forwards. And take three breaths here. So breathe in through the nose, exhale out through your mouth. Let go of any remaining tension and tiredness in the spine. Two more breaths. And when you've completed those breaths, rolling up again, one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Please roll back your shoulders, shake out your legs. If you need a sip of water, having that now. Okay, so hopefully you should be feeling warmer now. We're going to work now into triangle pose, Trikonasana. So from Tadasana, take the left foot back, just as though you're going into warrior two, but keep your legs straight. If you need a slightly narrower stance, reduce the distance between the right and the left foot. You can turn the left toes in slightly so it's not quite a right angle with the feet. So both legs straight, and then bring your arms up to shoulder height, palms down, chest and hips side on. Lovely. So when you're ready, kick out your left hip and then reach as far right as you can. Allow the right hand to fall wherever it lands with gravity. Lift the left arm high. And if you want to keep open, but this is feeling a strain on your back, bend into your front knee. Keep nice and open. And here, focus on your abdominal area, the whole band of the front lower abdominal area and the band of the sacrum, the hips. iliac crest. So breathing in, expand the abdomen, exhale, drawing back. So from here, we're moving into a half moon pose. So lightly step the left foot towards the right. The right fingertips come a few inches ahead of the right foot. You're going to keep your hips nice and open. Start to lift the back leg from the floor and lift the left arm up. You can either look to the floor or to your left hand and keep opening into your hips. And then look to the floor, left foot meets right, square off your hips, taking a moment forward, then bend the knees to protect the lower spine. Taking a few breaths here. And then rolling up again, one vertebrae at a time. Head coming up last. Please shank out your legs, roll back your shoulders. Okay, so we're taking Trikonasana again, this time the left side, so step the right foot back, legs straight, turn the right toes in, arms to shoulder height, palms down, long arms, and kick out your right hip, reach left, left hand falling towards the ankle, right arm lifting to the sky. And if that is tough for your shoulder, bring your right hand onto your waist. Focusing on your abdomen once more. Feel the abdomen on the in-breath. Draw the energy back towards the spine. Okay, John. Bend that front knee. Okay. Moving now into your half moon. So you can slowly walk that right foot to meet the left. Left fingertips on the floor. Start to lift the right leg. Keep those hips nice and open. Two more breaths here, very nice. Keep working on the core. And then look to the floor, square off your hips. Bend the knees, right foot meets left. Take a moment in the forward bend. Notice the hips, the base of your spine. And very slowly rolling up one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Okay, we're going to use the whole length of your mat now so you can turn and face me. We're going into wide-legged forward bend. So turn your toes in so that your feet are parallel, hands on your hips. Okay, breathe in, look up, extend your spine. Exhale, fold forwards with a flat back. And then release hands to the floor. So imagine that line being drawn from your left big toe to your right big toe. Your fingers, middle finger goes on that line, and then push the palms of the hands into the floor. Ease your chest through the space between your legs. And check where the weight is. If you can lift your toes, move your weight further into the toes without toppling over. And focus on your abdomen. As you exhale, draw energy back through into your second chakra, Svadhisthana chakra. And then breathe in, come up to your fingertips, lift your head above the heart, bend your knees, or slowly come to standing and ease the feet together. Down. We're going into Parsvottanasana now, so let's take a step back with the left foot, turn the left toes out, just a walking stance, not too long. Hand position either taking hold of your elbows or into reverse prayer. Okay. So breathe in, looking up. Exhale, fold forwards with a flat back and keep entirely flat with the back so the body is parallel with the floor. Lift the chin a little, feel the neck long, the shoulders drawing down towards the base of your spine. And just check the weight's equal in both feet. the hips nice and square. So pivot left hip forwards, right hip back. As you exhale, draw in the navel, protect your lower back. Maybe activating that pelvic floor lift, Mula Bandha. And now release your hands to the floor. Melt your nose towards your right knee. Maybe holding the shin if you can't quite reach the floor. If you'd like to add a little twist and revolve this position, bring your left hand over the front foot to the right side of your right foot. Bring your right hand into the small of your back. Look over your right shoulder. Maybe extending the arm as well if that's comfortable, if you feel balanced. Lovely. Looking to the floor. A nice big step back with the left foot into kneeling lunge now. Scoot the toes forward. Feel a lovely stretch in that left hip flexor. We're adding a little twist now. So bring the chest up, bring the hands into your heart. Cross your left elbow over the right knee. Push into the elbow and right knee to bring the hands back into the heart space. Look over your right shoulder. If you'd like to go a little deeper, tuck under the back toes and lift the knee. It's holding here. And if your left leg is straight, push into that left heel to straighten and lengthen. Beautiful. Looking to the floor, ground your hands. Take the right foot back into a blissful downward facing dog. And then walk your feet to meet your hands into forward bend. Bend the knees. And when you feel ready, rolling out one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Well done. Please roll back the shoulders, shake out the legs. We'll work the other side now. So left-sided Parsvottanasana. Take the right foot back, left foot's forward, that small walking step. Hands behind the back, touching elbows, or in reverse prayer. So breathe in, looking up, exhale, draw the navel in, fold forwards, hinging at the waist, stopping when the back is straight, lifting chin slightly, feel a long neck, a long spine, and allow the breath to flow freely from the nose into the whole spine. As you exhale, draw the navel in. And now release fingers towards the floor, maybe onto the shin, nose to knee. If you'd like to add a twist, bring the right hand over the front left foot. Left hand now in the small of your back. Look over your left shoulder. And extending that left arm into the air towards the sky, if that's comfortable for your shoulder. Beautiful. Look to the floor. Step the right foot back further into a kneeling lunge. Scoot the left toes forward to ensure the knee's over the ankle, not the toes. Feel nice and grounded. And then lift the chest, bring the hands into your heart. Let's cross the right elbow over the left knee. Draw the palms towards the centre of the heart. Maybe tucking under the back toes to lengthen the back leg, pushing into the back heel. Get the breath coming in. So you may actually feel the abdomen swell as you breathe in against that left leg. A little twisting. Might be a little harder to breathe. Less space for the lungs to expand. But bring as much breath in as you can. And then looking to the floor, ground the hands, return to a blissful downward facing dog. Pedaling out the legs. And when you're ready, coming into a forward bend. Taking a few breaths here. So let's take three breaths here. Let's breathe in through the nose. Exhale, let go out through the mouth. Breathing in through the nose.
through the mouth.
And after those three breaths, rolling up again one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Lovely. We're going to move now into eagle pose. So bring your weight into your right foot. Lovely straight spine, drawing the navel in, lifting the heart. Bend into that right knee so that you can now wrap the left leg around the front of that leg and maybe tucking toes behind it. Bring the arms out ahead of you. Right arm is on top of left. You may just want to give yourself a hug here, or you may like to bind your hands, palms coming together. And lift up into the elbows. So wherever you are, still giving yourself a nice stretch into the upper back and shoulders. So continue to breathe into the tummy. Exhale, drawing the tummy in and back. Will help stabilize this position, help you to balance, draw energy and warmth in. Just two more breaths here. And then gently release your arms, release your foot, maybe walking out the feet. And then let's change sides, bring your weight into the left foot, tapping the right toe. Bending the left knee slightly as you wrap the right leg around it, tucking toes behind. This time left arm on top of right, binding or hugging. Lift the elbows a little bit higher. Nice soft shoulders, soft faces, and a soft belly as the breath comes in. And tense the lower abdomen as you breathe out. And two more breaths here. And gently release your arms, release your legs, shake it out, lovely. We're going to take one round of Surya Namaskara A now, so find Tadasana, mountain pose, hands to the heart. Take your out breath, breathe in, reaching tall, maybe a back bend, exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Breathe in, looking up. Exhale, coming into plank position. Keep the exhale going as you lower chest to the floor, coming into upward facing dog and downward facing dog, where we're holding for five breaths. So the hands beautifully grounded, ground the palms, spread the fingers. Take this opportunity to again focus on the abdomen, flowing, moving, drawing energy in. And then we're stepping the right foot through between the hands. Come up initially to Warrior One. And then turn the back toes under. We're coming into Invincible Warrior. So the back toes are now under, the heel is lifted. And bring your hands either onto your waist or just lift them above you. We're not tilting back though, we're just looking forwards. And we're focusing here. Bring the breath into the belly and draw the spine and the navel together. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to shift our weight into the front leg. You may like to tap the left foot towards the right leg in order to do this. And we're finding aeroplane, bringing arms behind us if you don't have space ahead of you. Perhaps moving back. You can use the wall if you need to. Hips are square and level. Draw the navel in to support your lower back. And two more breaths here, lovely balancing. And then step the left foot back. We're going to lift the front foot and take the weight out of it and bend the knee. So you can stay here and balance, Or you can take hold of the right big toe with your yogic toe lock, making pistol fingers, bringing the pistol through the big toe and the second toe. And if you'd like to straighten that leg out in front of you, you can lift and extend. If the yogic toe lock's not working, take the right side of your right foot with your hand. And then if your leg is straight, you're going to hold the leg out, release the toe. And with your last breath, lift it a little high and put it down. I'll shake out that thigh. From Tadasana, let's just take the left foot back now. Start with warrior one and then pivot so the toes are balanced and the heel is lifted. Hands on hips or above you. So if you're getting warm now, you can bring your hands to your waist. If you feel a bit dizzy, then again bring your hands to your waist. These warriors are lovely positions if you ever get that niggling lower back pain in the sciatic nerve. Okay, so transitioning into aeroplane, so maybe tapping right foot forward a little, lowering the chest low and lifting the right leg. Arms behind you, palms up, holding here. Two more breaths, lovely and long, well done. Remember, draw that navel in as you exhale. And now drop the right foot to the floor and then lift that front leg, the left leg up, bend the knee. So either just balancing here or taking hold of your toe, extend that leg ahead of you, very nice. And then extend the leg if you haven't already. Let's keep lifting. Release the toe. And one more breath, lift that leg higher and release it down. Shake it out, brilliant, well done. And just find a forward bend just to release the lower spine. Bend the knees, hanging softly down. And just shake the head as if to say no. Nod the head as if to say yes. Very slowly coming back to all fours. And we're working into puppy dog pose now, Anahatasana. So with knees under the hips and toes pointed, you're just going to come onto your forearms and then open your elbows to put your forehead on the floor. And then you can walk your fingers forward and extend your arms ahead of you. Just check that your hips are over the knees, so you might want to walk yourself forward just a little bit more. And then we're just going to melt into the back of the heart space. This is also known as the melting heart posture, but it's a lovely place also to focus on the second chakra, Svadhisthana. Taking four more breaths here, if it's comfortable for you and your shoulders. And then very slowly walk your fingers back towards your shoulders so that you can come back to all fours. And then you can lift up and come to Dandasana, seated staff pose on the floor with the legs out ahead of you. Okay, we're going to go into some seated twists. So slightly bend your knees, bring your left foot to your right buttock, and you might just want to bend the knee and place the right foot just ahead of the left knee, or if you can step it over, you can bring that foot right over the left knee. So wherever you are, you may even just want to go cross-legged, but we're going to bring the left elbow, the crook of that elbow, into the knee. Bring the right fingertips behind you. Breathe in, lift your spine, Exhale, look over your shoulder. Lovely. Breathing in, lifting the spine, expanding the abdomen. Breathing out, draw the navel in. So the leg gives your abdominals a real good massage. Squeezing, soaking, getting rid of toxins within you. Shifting the energy at the number two chakra. Two more breaths here. Keeping the legs where they are, turning all the way to the left side, left fingertips behind you, hook over your right elbow. Breathe in to lift, exhale, twisting a little deeper. And gently release that side, well done. Let's release the legs out ahead of you and then bring the right foot to the left buttock. Left foot ahead of you or over the knee or in cross-legged position, wherever you feel comfortable. This time, right elbow into the crook of the knee, left fingertips behind you. Breathe in, lift your spine, squeeze and exhale. Squeeze in, twist a little deeper. Breathing in, expanding the tummy. Exhale, softening. Taking four more breaths here. After your four breaths, rotating the spine to the right side, right fingertips behind you, tucking left elbow over, breathing in, lifting, exhale, looking over the shoulder. And gently releasing, well done. Extend both legs out in front of you now, Dandasana. Moving into Parshvottanasana now, so breathe in, lift both arms. And now reach for your toes or just beneath the lower legs. Take another opportunity to look at the toes and extend your spine. And then folding over the legs. Keep the knees bent if you need to, otherwise folding. Nose towards the knees, fabulous. And here notice your tummy expanding and contracting. Bringing energy in still. Feel vibrant. Feel that colour orange filling your tummy with warmth and strength, with health. Two more breaths here. And then look to your toes. Breathe in, reach up with the arms. Use your core to lift you and exhale, arms down by your sides. Lovely. Okay, let's scoot the bottom forwards, bend the knees, bring the toes to the front of your mat. We're going to lift the pelvic floor and squeeze in the abdomen as we roll down now to the floor with control. Little micro movements down. And just notice how Muladhara chakra connected with Svadhisthana chakra, lifting the pelvis, squeezing the abdomen might actually help you ease very gently and carefully down with complete control and no collapsing. Now when you reach the floor, hug your knees in into Apanasana, give yourself a hug, gently rock from side to side. Well done, very good. So then just push your knees away slightly and rock a little lower in the spine. The sacral chakra, the sacrum. So really feel that triangular bone beneath you. And when you feel ready, bring your palms by your sides. Start to extend your legs into the air as though you're standing on the ceiling. The body at right angles to the legs. And consciously draw the base of the spine down every time you exhale and every time you draw that navel in a little bit more. Expanding on the in-breath, drawing it in on the out-breath, holding. Lovely, and bending your knees again, giving yourself a hug. From here, open your knees, bring the lower legs parallel, so the feet are also apart. Extend your arms above you and behind you, and interlace your fingers and point with your index fingers. As you breathe in, we're lifting and raising head and shoulders, shooting through between the heels, and we're exhaling, lowering down. So breathe in to lift, expand the abdomen, consciously suck it in as you release down. And six more lifts and lowers. See what drawing that navel in does as you lower yourself back down to the floor. So just that further six, maybe there's four more. And when you've completed those, just hug your knees in again. Rocking from side to side in Apanasana. Lovely. And to finish, we're going into Lying Goddess. So bring your feet to the floor. Open your knees, soles of the feet together. You can have your hands on your tummy or above you to open it into the chest as well. If you're just focusing on the abdomen, sometimes having the hair, the hands there is quite comforting. So, in Lying Goddess, release the whole of your body to the earth beneath you. Soften into the toes and check feet are together, equal between the heels and the toes. Soften into the hips. And notice your breath in your tummy. Breathing in, feel the tummy expand. Exhale, draw the navel in. So it's said that people with very balanced Svadhisthana chakras really do know their bodies and can connect easily with their feelings. And everything that you create comes from this chakra. Everything you make, everything you draw, your projects, your writings, they all come from this chakra. Your creativity center, your passion center, your likes, but also your dislikes. So two more breaths here. And then you can bring the arms down by your sides. Ease your knees together. Give yourself another hug. You may like to ease into your hips by circling the knees nice and wide, or by twisting. Just listen to what your body needs. And then we're going into a relaxation. So if you'd like to grab clothing and socks. And lying back when you're ready.